This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The fungal disease tar spot continues to expand each year across the corn-growing regions of the United States. One of the biggest problems brought on by tar spot is that it has a latency period of 14 to 20 days. We will hear more from Kim Tudor, Technical Marketing Manager with BASF, next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Kim Tudor is a technical marketing manager for BASF and says that it's important for farmers to have a proactive management plan instead of reactive when dealing with tar spot.
It really comes down to this concept of a latent period. So all of our corn and soybean diseases have a latent period, and that latent period being that time between initial infection and reproduction, or when you can spot some of those lesions with the naked eye. For example, if we were talking about soybeans, frog eye leaf spot, 7 to 10 days is its latent period. Northern corn leaf blight in corn, 7 to 12 days. But tar spot's latent period is a lot longer. It's actually 14 to 20 days.
She says a well-rounded plan is the best way to take on tar spot this growing season.
First and foremost, scout early and scout often. Again, because of that long latent period, we don't want to lose that yield potential with it sitting in, being present inside the plant. And as part of that sound agronomic plan, we also want to incorporate a fungicide application like Veltima fungicide. With Veltima, you get that long-lasting residual control that's going to help protect that corn crop's yield potential.
Tudor explains when growers need to be scouting for tar spot in their plants.
So if you start hearing from your neighbors, or if you're paying attention to any type of modeling or perhaps reporting on the IPM pipe map, it's really important to stay ahead of that and just, again, to scout early and scout often.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.